VQ. Just trying to get my radio straightened out. VQ clear.
4DJW mobile.
What are you doing out so late, Dave?
Doing a sensitivity test on the receiver, going down in some holes that I picked for valleys to see how good it receives versus high spots. I'm going looking for the low spots. And traffic is a lot lower this time of night than it is during the day.
Back in the woods, KA3JCA.
Just looking for variations in sensitivity over time. I'm sure I'll find some that are low. I don't have to go all the way to Simpsonville to find a low one.
Patrick.
Hello, Richard.
Chat delayed from Denver, and it just arrived in Charlotte, and she was supposed to be on a flight to GSP here at 11:50, and now they've delayed it for 6 more hours, so she may not be coming in until tomorrow.
Charlotte and back that time.
That can be a big pain, I know. Sometimes that happens to Amy. It happens to all of us once in a while.
Oh, it was going to be that long. I would have had Ashley drive over to Charlotte 2 hours ago.
It would be a pain dealing with that. I'm glad I don't have to deal with it.
Really bad is when they tell you you're going to be delayed here for 1 hour. And then 1 hour later, they come back and say, now it's going to be 3 hours. Then 3 hours, they come back and say, now it's going to be 4 more hours. That's where it really gets bad. You should have done something different ago 4 hours ago. Different 4 hours ago.
What happened in Denver, Dave? They got delayed like that 1 hour, then 3 hours. And so they ended up putting them on a different airline altogether that was going out on time. Or not on time, but after the fact, but still got her to Charlotte. She was going to transfer in Detroit and then come south, but that didn't happen either. So she's sitting over in Charlotte. All right, well, listen, I'll let you and Patrick pick it up here. I'm going to try to get on here and see if I can't find an easier way to get her home. KA3JCA.
KO4HKX, and I think Stacy was in there.
Good luck with it. I hope she doesn't have to wait too long. W4DJW. Go ahead, Stacy.
Patrick, I don't know if I know that other gentleman or not, but anyway, I didn't hear nobody, so I was on here. I hadn't been on radio in a while, but I'm on the H-Tree, and I had something wrong, and I kept trying to figure out, you know, when I stay gone for a while, I'm like sitting here running FT8, and I hadn't done that in months, and I had to figure all that out. So I get a little bit rusty in 4OVQ.
I'm the same way, Stacy, but yeah, I hadn't heard you on the radio in quite a while.
Stacy, and the bad news is it doesn't get better with age.
That's right. That's my problem tonight. I had to go through the FT, everything. Worked. I got to get me a new antenna. If I get about over 20 to 30 watts on the FT8, it just knocks my program off. I got some RF or something going, and I've had that antenna a while, so I'm going to have to get me another one, see. And I can work, just say, all bands on the FT8 until I go to 40. And 40, I don't understand it, but I'm going to get me another antenna, and I'm going to hook up one radio, the 7300, and I'm just going to try to work with it. You know, I got about 5 radios hooked up to the one antenna. But anyway, I'm on crossband repeat, and I had something wrong, and I had the negative where it shouldn't have been. So, and I don't even know how that happened. But I hope y'all doing okay.
I've just been working, coming home.
Going into retired life, I don't want to go back to work, but there's some mighty tempting things that come across that I've, so far resistance is working. It's not futile. but it may wind up being futile in the end. But I'm enjoying it, and it sounds like you are too. I remember when 20 years ago when I started this hobby, I could do all of the different digital modes. SD8 didn't even exist back then. It was PSK. PSK that was taken over from Riddy. I could do all those things and not even think about it. And now when I go pull one up, it's okay. I got to stop, take a breath, think about, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this?
Actually, I've done those things, but that's been a long time ago. And when it came to typing, I wasn't no good at that. I don't know how to type, and it just takes me too long to make the contact. They had to just sit and wait on me. But the FT8, I don't know, it seems like when you turn it off, and if you wait a month and go back on it, something changes. I can't figure that out, but it seems to always happen. It's like it got rusty, you know, when you wasn't running it, and something changes about it. So, but anyway, I've been sitting here fooling around with that. But yeah, my retirement's been good. But I can't wait till Monday morning so I can go back to the mall and work Monday and Tuesday. I done got bored from Tuesday all the way to the next Monday. So, you know, but everything's good. It gets a little bit boring. Hayward Mall is just running all over Anderson Mall. I can count people, maybe 10 people in a whole day, over.
Thinking there for a minute. Stacy, what do you do over at, are you at the Anderson Mall? Is that what I'm understanding?
Been there 9 years, and now I've started out as security over there. Now I'm just part of mall staff, so, you know, I just, whatever, I open up on Monday and Tuesdays, and we got certain areas over there that some of the tenants use for storage space, and I got the key. They don't have a key to them. I run and open the doors for them, blah, 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 and, you know, sometimes I have to take out memos. It just whatever the mall asks me to do, I just go do it over.
I didn't know exactly what you'd done over there. I figured you was fully retired. I didn't know you were working at all.
Do 2 days, and boy, I'm glad that I kept on with it. Like I say, I get so bored Monday morning. Most people don't even want to get up on Monday morning. I can't even hardly sleep on Sunday night, wait for Monday morning to get here so I can go see people, talk to people instead of what I'd been doing sitting around the house or whatever. I'm bird watching, so that, you know, I sit out in the backyard most of my time when I get off on Tuesday. So by Monday, I'm ready to go.
So, Dave, what are you out doing a sensitivity test for?
We went past somebody hit a polecat or something. Man, oh, man, will that take your breath away. But I figure it's a lot easier to do it now instead of during the daytime when there's traffic all over the place. But there's traffic all over the place. They're not letting up at night. I mean, I'm passing cars galore. I figured there wouldn't be any cars this time of night. But just trying to do a test and record, you know, the levels of the receiver that it can hear me and that I can hear it. And then come back and do it again at a different point in time. Like the leaves are out now, so it's going to be totally different. And the next time I do it, it'll be totally different again. But just to establish a datum, right? A reference point, and then to be able to do points out in the future, the same points, and then see how it changed, or if it's changing at all, or if it's changing with the seasons, you know, instead of just guessing all the time and saying, oh, the repeater's broke, or it's where I am, or whatever, or it's the leaves, you know, make it a little bit more scientific. W4DJW.
KO4NUE Mobile.
What do you think of about the remote ID? Are you still flying the drones?
And recognizing KO4NUE, I'm with a club that's going to set up. They're working on getting us set up so that we don't have to have that to fly at the field. But then when you do want to fly away from the field, they've got several of them that are available now, but they're too heavy and too expensive. So I might just look at the specs myself and build a little lightweight something that that I can use and make it legal. I've got some two-way 70-centimeter transceivers that send telemetry, and I'm thinking I just modify that telemetry to contain all the information that the FCC requires, and I'm good to go.
UE Mobile.
KO4NUE.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm sitting here trying to do FT8, which I made a lot of contact, 10 meters wide open, which really surprised me. But, you know, last time I was on, I didn't hear nothing on 10, so it's been a while. But anyway, Dave, I guess I'll just have to go ahead and get something to put on mine to do. I ain't heard anything. I ain't never heard about any kind of clubs around here to where we got bills or nothing, so I'm just going to do what they ask, I guess.
I do. But just keep an eye on it because it's constantly changing. Requirements are changing very, very often. It's really dynamic right now. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good evening, Chad. Missed you on the net tonight.
Hey, man, I was headed back from a deer camp and just couldn't get out. I got some kind of damage to coax or something. Not sure what's going on, but we're headed back to the house. Got about an hour to go, I guess.
The squirrel's been chewing on your coax?
I'd say so. It's been a while, been a minute since I've been up there, so it looks like the Slim Jim I made is the little rain jacket I fashioned for it. It's not jacketing anymore. So, there you go.
But good to hear you tonight. You and Anna have a safe trip there, and I'll be around for a little bit. Stacy, Dave, go ahead and pick it up for one of you.
Fellas, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to try to make another contact or two, and I'm probably just going to go ahead and go to bed. But anyway, Chad, Patrick, Dave, I'll catch y'all guys later. Y'all have a good night. N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Well, good luck with the FT8. I hope you make lots of progress with that. It'll come back to you quick. It typically does. But good talking to you. And I'm about to get to my initial start point. And I'm going to, Patrick, when I do those, I'm going to be announcing them like JF start point or JF.1, JF.2, JF.3, that kind of thing. So that when I go back and look it up, I'll know where I was when I was transmitting.
Roger that. Are you staying close around your place or are you out traveling all over Greenville?
The northwest, no, to northeast, and then the next time it'll be to the east, the next time it'll be to the southeast, the next time it'll be to the south, and so on, like that. Then I can't do it all at once. And if this doesn't prove to work out the way I want it to work, I may make adjustments. I figured out how to make circles, so I might do concentric circles or something like that and just make them larger and larger. I don't know. It's just a way to get a little bit more data than we have so that we have numbers. I want bus with numbers.
And that way you got some data to go back on and look at, and you can actually have a chart there to see what's going on.
Circle data. Go ahead, Jen.
Don't know what to say other than we were going to try to stay the day up there, but it just, I don't know, didn't work. Radios, it's not the radio, it's just keep getting, radio drops out, so I don't have SWR meter with me. Radio folds back, so I'm assuming something's damaged in the coax or something's damaged in the antenna one. I'm not exactly sure. But, I mean, it is what it is. And I did miss the net. I did. Who called? Did Ariel call?
Ariel was having antenna issues, and I ended up calling.
Okay. Did, doggone it. Well, I missed it all, didn't I? Did he contact you, or just nobody showed?
He was trying to see if he could get in, and I knew he was having trouble, so I gave him about a two-minute leap right there, and I just went ahead and picked it up, because nobody else had stepped in, so I just went ahead.
Good deal. Go ahead, Dave.
W at JF4. Just getting that in the book. Maggie and I were out walking in the backyard trying to get her to do her business, and when I came back in, it was 5 minutes after, and Patrick was calling the net. So we got kind of we lost track of time, but I'm glad Patrick was there to pick it up.
You got it, Patrick. I missed that.
If he was trying to get something going. That was the only thing I was concerned about, but after he checked in and said he was still having trouble, that was all I needed to know.
I'm sorry, Patrick. Anna was talking to me. I totally missed that, but say that again.
Was having antenna issues there before the net, and I tried to let him know he wouldn't have making it in holding a repeater, and he couldn't make it, and then... I didn't know if he'd done something different or what, but at about two after, people were wondering what was going on, so I just jumped in. I was sitting there already ready to go because I seen knew he was having antenna trouble, so I just went ahead and populated the pre-net check-ins and got ready to go, and just in case, and sure enough, I was ready to go, and there it was.
That's good that you see him struggling and try to pick him up. It's, you know, it's a little bit anxiety with that, you know. Do I help him? Do I throw my call out, you know? But you did good. That's the right thing to do.
You know somebody's struggling, and you can go ahead and relieve that. Now you got to deal with it. That's generally the best thing to do.
Yeah, Dave, pick it up, bud.
Back at JF4. Maybe doing this at nighttime wasn't a good idea. So I got to JF4, and I was supposed to make a turn. And I went straight, thinking JF3 would be right behind it, but it wasn't. It was down the leg of the road. So I turned around, went back, and went down the leg of the road, and I went down the wrong leg. So maybe doing this at night wasn't such a good idea. W4DJW.
I got in here late. You checking the repeater out? Is that what's going on?
That in the log so that I can do that in the future. Not doing it right now, but this is just a start. Just to put some locations and signal strength, both that I hear it and that I am heard at, you know, in a book, in a log. And then when I go back there and do it, you know, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, there will be something to compare it to.
Okay. Well, we're coming out of Pickens, and I wanted to stay at the camps bad, but I don't know, man. I'm tired, and that old mattress up there just. It ain't like the one at home, you know.
Like being at home, I know when I have to do any traveling, I just soon not sleep and get it over with, KO4HKX, and get back home.
Dude, I'm excited as can be to get out, but then once I'm out, I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to go back home. It doesn't take me long.
Yeah. So, I guess, how long are you going to be out, Dave? I got 30, 40 minutes. How long are you going to be out?
It's taking 56 minutes for the whole thing by car. but it's probably going to take me a little bit longer than that. I've already been at it about 30 minutes, so it's probably going to take me another 40 minutes or something like that. I think I'm coming up on JF3 right now, but I'm not sure. I kind of have to slow down and make sure there's no cars in front or behind me, and then I look at the map, and then I speed back up again. So probably 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay. So I'm curious. Did you, I need to talk with you about the, you've seen the video, right?
Talk to you about that, because Gene had a need, and I was explaining it to Gene, and Gene's got a lot of history, and he said, I know what that is. he was in the military, too, and he said, in fact, I got something like that. Let me show you in my backyard, and we went and looked at it. So I had pinged you earlier. I was going to get him to get, you know, show him your video. But hang on a minute. I might be at JF3. Just a second. W4DJW. I got to turn around and go back and announce when I'm there. I am beyond it. That's why it's going to take me a little bit longer to do this. Maybe the first time I did it, I should have done it during the daytime.
Dave, am I distracting you? it's weird here at Fox Fire Farms coming out of Pickens. Are you? Am I distracting you?
Well, it's turned a pretty high rate, so that I know where I am at all times. So usually, as soon as I let up, it sends out a beacon because it's patiently waiting for me to let off of the mic. So sometimes I miss pieces of transmissions from people, and I try to fill in the blanks, but I may not be completely successful.
Well, what I was going to ask you was, I guess you've seen the video, so what would be an issue with, you know, where the antenna mounts at the top of the mast? What would be the issue with milling a slot in that tube and sliding the coax down the inside of the tube so that it stays out of the weather? And what that would mean would be you would have to slide each piece of pipe over the coax as it went up.
I don't think there would be any issue with that. W4DJW at JF.3, Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. In fact, that's the way I do mine at the house. They go down inside the pipe. They don't go down beside the pipe. They go down inside the pipe.
Okay, well, I've got about an inch and an eighth that I can play with, so I'm thinking I could probably get three pieces of RG8, maybe four, down through there if I needed to. That or just put an antenna switch up top and be done with it.
I've been there with you at the beginning of that. If there's another person, go ahead.
Hey, KO4HKX. I was just going to say the only thing I see about it is just taking a little longer to do.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, so I don't know though. I'm about done with my ham shack, so I'm getting ready to put it to the test. So I'm gonna try to squeeze 90 feet out of it. I don't know. It's, you know, gets a little stressful when you got, you know, a couple hundred dollars worth of antennas up there, and you know. Talk's cheap, but when you're paying, it changes things.
So I never heard how the overseas deal went. Is that still on, or do we need to figure out a way to mass produce these things?
We conversed for a couple of days, and I'm not sure what to say other than something for nothing. That don't always work. So we just could not come to an agreeable price. Just so far off, as a matter of fact. And I'm realizing that even the video loses you know, loses so much, and you can't, you just can't explain without being there watching it, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, got a couple other emails from EOC down in Columbia, so we'll see.
You don't want to make it to where you're working for nothing. That doesn't work. W4DJW. Stop at JF.2. JF.2, W4DJW. That's the quickest way to ruin it. All right? If you can't come to an agreement, you got to be able to make money on the price, and then you've got to be able to also make it so that when you do go into automating, that the price stays the same and you make even more money. Right, so that's kind of good. That's kind of good that the first one didn't work out. That means you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. No, we're not staying at a hotel. We're going home. So I'm. Yeah. So yeah. It is what it is. And I've been wanting to talk with you about that. So if the club members need it, whatever, do what you gotta do, and if it can be beneficial, then it's beneficial. If not, then hey, I'll use the hound out of it. You know, it beats the tower, because I can't climb it. I've tried to climb the one at T-Bark, and I just can't do it. But about 40 something feet, I freeze up, and I can't get past it. I just cannot work through it. And that and spiders, that's the only two fears that I've never been able to work through, but I can't get past it, bud.
I get that completely. W4DJW at JF1, backing up a little bit because I went a little bit past it. Trying to look with my glasses on and look in the rearview mirror and not run over anything. But I did have a need, but I think we're going to do something different now. We were going to use a pole, but I think he wants to, instead of making it inverted D, he wants to make it flat top. So flat top means we don't need the pole in the middle. We just need to be able to get over this one really huge tree a long way off in the distance in the backyard. So hopefully I can get you over there with that thing that goes really far. And because I know my rubber bands won't make it over that one.
KL4NUEC, you need the air cannon.
I tried to get over it last time. I spent a whole day out there with him the last time. And we got it close, but no cigar. And this time, your cannon didn't exist back when we did that. And then it broke. And it's broken now. And so it actually broke over there really close to one of those insulators, so we didn't lose any antenna. So we just got to put it back up again, but we're going to try to go over the tree that I couldn't get over this next time.
Has he got an air compressor?
He does. He has all the compressed air we'll need.
I'll need a lot of it.
Well, yeah, he can make that. I can bring my portable tank, too, so we can fill it up. And if we have to shoot it more than once, we'll have a tank of air or two. I got a little portable one that you just fill up and carry it with you.
Okay. Well, do you reckon I need to call him, or what you want to do? I mean, he's been over the house several times. I can call him and arrange if that's what you want to do.
Well, I told him we just find a day that the three of us could, and W4DJW at JF start. Hey, this is starting to work a little bit. We need to set up a time that we can. I think just shooting is not going to take long at all. We'll just go over there and shoot it, but a time that all three of us are available to do that. And I think Miss Alice is there most of the time.
Well, I've made an A-frame for it too, so I'll bring that over there. And I need to call and check on him anyway. He's over at the house a couple months ago, and looking at some equipment, a milling machine and a lathe. And I think his brother come and got him. And I think he took him down to Georgia. I think that's where his brother is. But I give him a hard time about being in Coast Guard. Boy, he threw it right back too, buddy. I mean, instantly.
Around the block, man. He's been around the block a bunch of times. Worked in the military, worked for several different commercial outfits, with towers and transmitters and just you name it. He's had a very diverse career. You can just sit there and listen to him all day long. Kind of like Ray. Ray Allison was the same way.
Well, he's a pretty big boy. Tom, I told Tom he was coming over, and I was going to try to arrange a visit with both of them, but Tom told me to fire off at him because Tom's Navy, you know. And boy, he got us both. Tom wasn't even there.
I can imagine. Gene can hold his own. he can hold his own, no problem. Okay, I'm at one of the initial validation points that doesn't have a designation, and I'm going to head north now. W4DJW. I'll remember that point.
He does metal. He does a lot of work with metal, too. I think last time I was up there, he had a shop full of metal. I think he deals with big carbon steel stuff. Isn't that right?
That's part of what he needs to do for his security business. He owns a security business, so he puts in security solutions. He'll design the solution, build the solution, and install the solution. I think he does it all. So he's got all the equipment he needs to do that, and sometimes you need to be able to fabricate steel gates and things like that so that you can make a site secure. So he's got all the tools he needs for all that stuff.
I think his brother was telling me a little bit. I think his brother's name's Charlie. Can't remember. But at any rate, we went up there for field day, and I was talking with him for a little bit. He's got a welding machine in there that I think he's struggling with a little bit. And he doesn't have three phase up there, and he's trying to, you know, with 240, you kind of struggle a little bit with the bigger machines. It's just not quite enough to keep up with stick. But he's trying to figure out a way to get three phase. So he came up to the shop to take a look at what I'd done to get over that. And I need to call him because I don't know what he's decided, but I told him I'd help him with it if he needed some help.
Like that. I didn't know he didn't have three phase up there. I know I've got a buddy out in Iowa. He was an architect with me at the last place that I worked, and he was a machinist. He actually rebuilt machining tools themselves, rebuilt the tools, and he didn't have three phase either, but he had a way to convert it and make three phase out of two phase, and it worked good. He got the power that he needed. I forget how he did that, but he told me and with all the details, and it took him a while to explain it, but he got it working.
4NUE with W4DJW. So, yeah, you expect to take a big 220 motor, runs off 220, and if you can get it going, it's going to throw off a third phase in there. You just got to find it, and when you find it, put you a big capacitor bank to help it keep up, and, you know, it does just fine. I think it's two types, static and dynamic, and that's what we've had to do. Because over the years, you just can't keep up. Duke Power wants so much money to put three phase in. It's just, you just can't do it. Not out here.
You may have had three phase. I guess it's, where he is out in Idaho, I guess it's very difficult for him to get that as well. And the reason that he came up with an alternative method, I don't know if he came up with that method or if he just Googled it and found somebody else that did it. Well, I have come full circle. This is where I started. I am at JF4, and my route is complete. Now I have to go back home and do a whole bunch of analysis so that I can put something in the log so that when I do this again, this will make sense. I appreciate you helping me. I was going to have to talk to myself. I was figuring this late at night I'd be talking to myself, but I appreciate you putting up with me. My APRS beacon is going off a lot, and I'm transmitting myself, so this has helped me tremendously. I appreciate you doing it.
How would that work as far as talking to yourself? I've done that a lot, I guess, but Anna caught me in the kitchen the other day. I thought she was gone. And I don't know, I was just giving Daddy down the road, just talking, you know, fist to fussing. I should have said this, I should have said that. she's studying for her master's degree, so she'll hide in the corner of the house with her computer to do her homework, and I don't even know she's there. So she caught me red-handed. And she said, honey, who are you talking to? I said, don't worry about it. I ain't answered myself yet, so just don't worry about it.
Well, talking to yourself isn't so bad. I mean, I think everybody does it. The bad part about it is when you do it out loud or when you're doing it, you're moving your lips. You can talk to yourself without moving your lips or without doing it out loud, but when you start moving your lips and then it transfers, then it goes further into you're actually making sound come out. You know, those are two warning signs. Now, if you get all the way to the point that you're answering yourself, now you got a problem.
L4NUE, there have been a couple of times in my life where I have answered myself, I'm not ashamed to say. They were warranted, of course, but I don't even want to go there. But at any rate, that worked out good. We're probably halfway to the house, and, just got somebody to talk to. Normally nobody on this lake, so it worked out pretty good.
It absolutely it did. Hopefully I'll have that kind of luck next time. And the time after that and the time after that. But getting some good data in the books on how, you know, what the pattern looks like, that's the first step. But it doesn't fix anything. It's like what I used to say at work. 50% of the solution is knowing what the problem is. Yeah, if you don't know what the problem is and you're just solving for something, yeah, that's no solution. So this is the first 50%. This won't fix a thing, but it will get half of the solution behind us.
Okay. Well, I know y'all had some issues with the antenna a couple of months ago, and I've never heard of getting out doing a survey like that, but I guess it's a good idea. But I mean, as big as the footprint is, boy, you got a lot of ground to cover.
I am retired, so I have time to, I tell myself all the time, you know, when I'm programming, I used to think, well, you know, when I have more time, I'll go do that the right way. And now when I'm programming, I say to myself, you have more time. Now you're going to do it the right way. So it takes me a little bit longer. I don't just throw it together anymore. I take my time and put it together the right way instead of being in a hurry. One of the things I had to learn while working for banks and financial organizations was that if you don't get the market share to begin with, it doesn't matter how good your software is. It can be the best software that was ever written. But if somebody went in there and sold the market share before you got your code out there, your code is useless, totally useless. So you always have to make compromises. But now that I'm retired, I don't have to make any compromises.
KO4NUE. Well, I got to be honest with you. Since I've retired, I'm busier than I've ever been, and I just got to do something about that. That's just too much. All this ham shack, Dave, I ain't going to lie to you. It is just, it's taken me about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and I'm ready to start dealing with RF now. I got the mains in, workbenches, radio table, and started to clean out the radio gear in the bedroom. So she is excited. she's taking over that little nook.
That's good for both of you. That's the reason I went with digital originally more than the phone side of the amateur radio bands, because my office / ham shack is one door down from bedroom. She had to get up and go to work, and I could stay up talking, but I couldn't talk because our granddaughter was living with us when I first started, and her bedroom was across the hall, and ours was down the hall. So if I was going to stay up late and make noise, that just wasn't going to work for anybody. So I did digital all the time. But you getting out there in the ham shack now, you can make all the noise you want, and nobody will hear you except for the people on the other end of the microphone on amateur radio. So that's just marvelous.
Well, I've been wanting to do CW, and I do things that I like to do things at night. So... You know, that's pretty annoying and for her to rest. So I just, it's time for CW now. I go out there and do it.
All the things that I've done, I've enjoyed a lot. I've built all band, all mode radios, digital or the software-defined radios and the hardware, many of them. I've built a whole bunch of them over the last 20 years. And I've done a bunch of different digital modes, done the phone side of the band. Out of all of the things that I've done so far, none of them come close to being as rewarding as being able to send CW and receive CW. It's like you become one with the machine. And for me, that's wonderful. That's nirvana. So if you stick with it, it's hard. It's not easy at all. There's a lot of people that come up with a lot of reasons that they can't do it. And the bottom line is, it's hard. You got to stick with it. I used to, when I was standing in line at Subway, I would read the whole menu in Morse code. Right? I would go through the whole menu while I was standing in line in Morse code. When I was going to work, I was listening to the news in Morse code. I would translate it while I was getting in the shower. And I had a program that would do that for me and put it on a CD, and I'd pop the CD in there and I'd listen to it all the way to work. I was dedicated to it. And you got to do a whole lot more listening than sending. Sending comes easy. Receiving is hard. So you got to get better at receiving than you are at sending. But it's extremely rewarding in the end. W4DJW.
I tried 6-8 months ago. I got a little oscillator that I could practice with, and boy, it's, you know, it's pretty piercing. And so Anna and I were talking about it, and she made the comment that that's really two languages you're having to learn. You know, one side of the brain to listen, and then the other side of the brain to spit it out. And there's a lot going on in between those two hemispheres, you know. So I'm going to give it a shot. Just got to get things set up.
It's just like learning another language, and it's a machine language, right? So it's not quite as easy as a human language. Human languages are much easier, I think. Well, they were for me, but they have the same base, Latin base, so that's what makes them easy. This is a totally different base, but I think you'll enjoy it a lot. I did. I just wish I would stick with it. If you don't, it's kind of like mathematics. If you don't stick with it, you lose it. You notice that Tom is out there sending Morse code every day, and that's the reason he's so good at it. I had a friend up in Gateway Village in Charlotte that he was super, super good at it. So one time I took in my program, and I had it running on a little Palm Pilot or something like that, and I took it over to his desk, and I said, "Tell me what this says." And I ran the morning news at 32 words a minute, and he just rattled it off to me as fast as it was coming out of that Morse code sender. He just stuck one of the earplugs in his ear, and he listened to it, and he was just saying the same thing that Morse code was sending. But he had done it all his life. I think he started when he was 6 years old.
Hey, my goodness. Well, my dad, he doesn't know quite what to think about all this radio stuff. You know, I got into Winlink and did a couple of digital modes not too long ago. And I sent him a text message from my radio all the time. And the first couple of times he's like, What does this mean? I don't understand this text. And then, you know, so finally I took him back in the radio room and I said, "Okay, now watch this." So, and he said, You doing that with the CB radio? I don't know what to say when he says that, but I think he's figured out that this just a little bit more than, you know, CB. So he's coming around.
For people that aren't into that kind of stuff, it is a very difficult concept for them. I remember I got stuck out on 85 going to work one day at Charlotte, and I had a Kenwood D700 in my car. And I knew that you could send email messages through. Now, this was before there were smartphones, right? There wasn't anything as such thing as a smartphone. There were flip phones, but there weren't smartphones. And you didn't do email on your flip phone. But I sent him with APRS, you can start off your APRS message with email at and give an email address and then give your APRS message. And it will send an email to them, and it's the message that you sent, and it comes from your APRS, from your radio, your 2-meter ham radio. And I sent my boss, I was stuck out on 85, and I sent him an email and told him, "I'm stuck on 85, I'll be late getting there today." And when I got in, he said, "You can't do that." I said, "Yes, I can, I'm a ham radio operator." And here's how I did it. And he just had the hardest time with that. He couldn't figure out how I did it. He couldn't fathom that working.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. I'm going to pull over here and get some fuel. So I'm going to have to duck out just for a little bit. And I guess I'll see you if I see you, but I gotta fill this monster up. I'm not looking forward to this. So anyway, nice talking to you, Dave. 73, bud. Be safe out there tonight. And if you get in a bind, give me a holler. KO4NUE, KO4RYP, 73, we're clear.
I am less than a quarter of a mile from the entrance to my subdivision, so by the time you finish filling your gas, my head will probably be hitting the pillow. But anyway, I appreciate you keeping me company on the ride and helping out with collecting this data. It'll pay off in the long run. Anyway, you guys have a safe drive the rest of the way in. KO4RYP and KO4NUE, W4DJW clear.